Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to begin the second parak of Maseches Erevin. We are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to discuss how it is that they could possibly draw water from a well on Shabbos in order to feed their animals, in order to give water to their animals, because a well, if it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide, is itself a Rishus HaYachid, and the area around the well is not a Rishus HaYachid, so they can't draw from the well to bring to the outside area, and this was a major problem, because when they'd be Ola the Regel, when people would be traveling to be Ola the Regel, they needed to bring animals with them to schlep their stuff, and to schlep them, and the animals had to drink. So what would they do when they were on their way to be Ola the Regel? So the Mishnah tells us, Osin Pasin Lebiraos. They were able to make Pasin, these boards, which served as mechitzos around the wells. Arbod Yum Dinir Kishmona. But instead of making full walls that were actually went all the way around the perimeter that they were trying to enclose in order to make a Rishus HaYachid, they just had four right angle, boards, boards that were set up at a right angle to each other, so that it looked like eight, and each of them were at a different corner, so created like this square around the well, and we viewed each side of these boards as if it's the beginning of a wall. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Dor. Meir Omer. Shmona Nirin Kishnei Masar Arba Diyumdin Varba Pshutin. And Rabbi Meir says, no, it's not good enough to have four posts that are each at a right angle, and then just put them in the four corners in order to make the area inside of that Rishus HaYachid. In addition to that, you have to have four additional posts that are just straight posts that are right in the middle of each imaginary wall. So you have the beginnings of each wall in the four corners, the ends of each wall in the four corners, and in the middle of the wall you have a post there as well. And only when you have that is it going to be a valid mechitza that allows them to draw water from the well. How big do these posts have to be? So Gavin Asar Tvachim, they have to be 10 Tvachim high, because that's the size of a mechitza. V'rachman Shisha, and they need to be 6 Tvachim wide. 6 Tvachim is one Amma. And the reason we require 6 Tvachim as opposed to 4 Tvachim, which is normally the din by a mechitza, is because these mechitzos are very bidiyavid to begin with, since they're parat meruba la amud, there's more open area than there is closed off area. The avian kalshu, but as far as the thickness of the wall, it could be even just a kalshu. There is no minimum shear. Now, now you set up these posts. How much empty space can there be in between them? Ubinayan kamloshte revakos shel shalosh bakar. Between these different posts, you can leave a space that's the size of two sets of three oxen. So a single set of three oxen is 5 amos, because each ox is 1 2/3 amos. So 1 2/3 amos times 3 is going to be 5 amos, and then you have two sets, that's going to be 10 amos. So 10 amos is the amount of open space that you can have between these posts. If you leave more than 10 amos between these posts, you're going to need to fill in some of that area. You're going to need to put in additional posts to close it off. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Arba Arba. Rabbi Yehuda says you could have two sets of 4 oxen. A single set of 4 oxen is 6 2/3 amos. So two sets of 4 oxen is 13 1/3 amos. So you could have a space in between the posts up until the size of 13 1/3 amos. Now, Kshuros V'lamutaros, the way to measure these oxen is as if they were tied together, so there's not much of a gap in between them. Not when they're loose, where there's a space in between them. Achas nechneses v'achas yotzeis, and it's the width of the two sets of oxen. If you have one set of oxen facing one direction and the other one facing the other direction, so if they were moving in the same direction, it wouldn't require as much space. But if you have them facing other direction, they require. Meaning that at the end of the day, the numbers we gave are accurate. The Mishnah just describing how we arrived at those numbers. How did we get to these numbers of 10 amos of space, 13 and a third amos of space? But bottom line is that when you set up these posts, if you have too much space in between the posts, you're going to need to close off some of that space. Now, that's as far as the space in between the posts. Now, how big of an area can we rely on this kula for? I mean, this is a major leniency in terms of the dinim of a mechitza. So how big of an area are we going to allow you to enclose using this this concept of pasi biraos? So mutar lahakrav lebe'er, you could put these double posts very close to the be'er, meaning a small area. Oblavachate para rosha veruba bifnim vishosa. You just need to leave enough space that a cow could stand with the majority of its body inside those posts and be able to drink. But if it's smaller than that, where you have most of the cow outside of the area that you're trying to close off, so it's much more likely that a person will carry the water to the animal outside of the area of the post, and then it's going to be a violation of hotza'a. Muta laharcha kolshu, you're allowed to keep the posts far from the well by any amount that you want. You know, you can make it as big as you want, but again, as you make it bigger, you have to be cognizant of the fact that the gaps between the posts are going to be larger, and if the gaps between the posts are going to be larger, you're going to need more posts to close off those gaps. How large can those gaps be? So that's what we discussed in the previous Mishnah, either 10 amos or 13 and a third amos, but not bigger than that. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph, we learned that there is this great kula, that when it comes to making an area around a well into a Rishos HaYachid, you could, there's a Machlokas Tanoim, what you could do. Rabbi Yehuda says you could set up four double posts, and the four double posts that are 10 tefachim high and one amma by one amma at a right angle at the four corners, and that's good enough. Whereas Rabbi Meir said, no, in addition to the four double posts, you also need four single posts in each direction. But again, the height has to be 10 tefachim, the width has to be one amma, but there is nothing about the thickness of the posts. And then we had a machlokas, how much space is allowed in between the posts. So we had Reb Meir held 10 amos of space, which he defined as two sets of three oxen, and Reb Yehuda said 13 and a third amos of space, which he defined as two sets of four oxen. Then the Mishnah went into detail about how they measured these oxen in order to yield this amount of space. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that you can bring the posts as close to the Be'er as you want, as long as the majority of the ox's body can fit inside the posts, and you can keep it as far away as you want to make it as large of an area as you want, as long as you don't exceed the 10 amma or 13 and a third amma minimum. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.